You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Zagur and Wilhelm with you here on this Tuesday in Dog Pound. Tune in tonight to the Cleveland Browns Mike Pettine Show at 7 right here on ESPN 850, hosted by myself, Nathan Zagur, that's me, and Ken Carmen. So that's tonight, Mike Pettine Show, 7 o'clock on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Thad Lewis came in and was the backup with Johnny Manziel out against Tampa. Looked very good, lowering his shoulder, barreling over tacklers to get into the end zone for a touchdown. He will start Thursday night against the Bears, and he spoke with the media. Here's what he had to say.
Well, you had to be pleased with what you did in Tampa. How are you looking forward to Chicago?
Ready to stack another one on top, you know, another brick on top of it. You know, every time you go out, you know, you try to put your best foot forward. So that's what we're going to try to do with the guys that I'm out there with. We're going to try to put some more good film out there, at least for ourselves, because you know how this lead is. And, you know, it's either you're going to be here or you're not, but you have the opportunity to put good film out there for yourself. So that's what we're trying to do.
Did you think last year you had very little film to show anybody, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a lost year for sure.
Did you come into this camp, you know, trying to reinvent yourself in front of everybody?
I would say just take advantage of every opportunity that I'm given. You obviously learned from last year. I feel like when you get the opportunity, if it's small, big, you have to take advantage of what you have, you know. And that could be the difference if you being in the lead and being out the lead. So that's what I try to do.
Is most of your reference point from being out on the field from Buffalo in the five starts in 2013?
I mean, you can say that, you know, but even the training camp last year, you know, I feel like I didn't do enough, you know, and that, like I said, last time I was in front of you guys, what you done for me lately. So what I did in 13 didn't carry over into training camp, so that's why the difference I tried to do this year.
How do you size up your roster chances at this point? You think it comes down to Chicago? Or?
I never know. Don't even look at it like that. Just try to take it one day at a time because just try to worry about the things I can't control. And that's me going out there, putting my best foot forward, playing every play like it's my last, and giving it everything I got.
Knowing that they only kept two quarterbacks last year, what made you come here instead of, do you have other opportunities?
You always have an opportunity. I didn't have another opportunity when I came in the building and wanted to sign me. They show interest, so I signed. But, you know, every time you go out there, you know, you're putting your best foot forward. Obviously, 31 other teams are watching, so you never know.
Hey, Dad, this is it's a nerve-wracking week for a lot of guys trying to make the roster.
Right.
Is there a lot of discussion about that amongst the players? I mean, you talk about your chances with the other guys?
No, I don't discuss personal, you know, your chances and things like that because that's one thing I can't control. And I try to tell the younger guys, you know, just worry about the things you can control. And that's when you get your opportunity. You go out there, if the ball come your way, make a play on it, and try to make an impression on the coaches. But obviously, if it's not here, it can be somewhere else, and that's how the game goes.
It's human nature to kind of stress about that
stuff. I would think some of the guys might do it amongst themselves, but me personally, I don't do it.
This is a weird situation because the number two quarterback isn't even throwing, and we're getting down the roster cut down. I mean, do you have a sense that you could end up starting the season as the number two guy?
Don't even know. I mean... I can't say I'd have to be up to upper management, you know, to know about that. But I mean, for the time being, with the role that I'm in, you know, I just have to roll with the punches and take every opportunity that I'm given.
What kind of stuff does McCown do that you can tell was part of him having been in the league for so long?
Oh man, he's just a professional all around. You watch that guy, how he prepare, how he study, how he comes out and practice, you know, and treats it like a game rep and things like that. And that's a testament of him being in the league for 14 years.
Thad, did you, I know Pettine was a defensive coordinator when you were with Buffalo. Did you get to know him at all?
Yeah, very good.
And how much do you think that had to do with you coming?
You know, obviously, you know, building a rapport with him and knowing what type of coach he is because I spend a lot of time on the scout team going against him every day. but, you know, just being there familiar with some of the players here, it's not a different city. I've been here before. You know, I know the fans, I love the fans here, so it's just an opportunity to come back and be in the lead. So whatever team give you the opportunity, you have to take it, and the Browns gave me the opportunity, I'm thankful for it.
Josh, had that big collision, when you see him playing like that, he was a quarterback, you have to go in there and say, hey, I gotta do the same thing?
No. No, not at all. I mean, it's a difference, you know, between that. You know, sometimes we tell Josh, you should have got down a couple of times and slid, but he know he can't play like that. But, you know, obviously he wanted to leave it all there, out there on the line, him knowing he's not playing, you know, this week. So, I mean, he left it all out there. But in this, in my situation, when it's mano a mano on the goal line and you're trying to score a situation, I mean, you have to lay it out there on the line. Now, if it was for and just an open field, I would get down and save that hit, you know, for another situation like that.
Obviously, Pettin, like what you did in Buffalo to bring you here. So how would you size up what you were able to accomplish that season?
I mean, just having fun, just going out there playing and helping my team out in the best way I can. You know, fortunately, we was able to go out there and win some games. And so that's what it was all about.
Good luck.
The game, very good. The game against New England 2 years ago, was it like an upper-level college course playing a full game against the
Belichick? It was fun, man. In the rain, cold weather. It wasn't my first time playing against the Belichick defense. I did my rookie year. So just having that opportunity to play against Tom Beatty and being in the game, having the opportunity, you know, to try to win it was awesome.
Can you pull up a thing that you maybe learned, one thing that you might have learned from that game, by way of example?
You just have to play like a lot. I was kind of sleepwalking a little bit for the first couple of minutes because it's cold, it's raining. But
was
you
that
know,
in Foxborough?
Yeah, it was in Foxborough.
Yeah, you know? I remember you played him. I didn't remember where.
Yeah, so you got to get your mind right and attack every play like it's your last, even if it's the last game of the season. So if I had to do it all over again, just start from the jump with the aggressiveness that I had, you know, built up throughout the game.
If I remember the stats line, it was a pretty good duel, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
just from that standpoint, it's, and I think Brady played the game. So
yeah, Brady played that game. They had to win it, that game.
And they had to win to get the bye. So that's a legitimate game against Brady.
Exactly.
Confidence builder.
Oh, yeah, for any guy, you know, going in there and being able to throw the ball as well as we did in the rain. And I mean, LeGarrette Blount, I guess, rushed for like 300 yards that game. And if he don't have that, the outcome could be different. So, you know, when you look at things in that from that standpoint or point of view, and you feel like, you know, yeah, we had the opportunity to win.
Let me ask you one more. When you came here, back at that time when you were reentering a team with Mike Penton, now with him as the head coach, what did Mike tell you? Back at that time,
and you just come in and compete. You know, do what you did in Buffalo. When your opportunity presents itself, take advantage of it. You know, it's like anybody, they can't promise you anything. So, and you just have to be ready at all times, and that's all you can ask for.
That was Thad Lewis, the Browns starting quarterback this Thursday against the Chicago Bears. When we come back, we'll update you on some information coming out of Browns practice. Could lead to some, understanding of perhaps the four moves that need to be made by 4 o'clock. We'll update you on all the latest as it relates to the Cleveland Browns when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.